This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Touching you, sweet Caroline.
Bop, bop, bop.
So good.
Well, probably not anymore. You might have turned it off after hearing Bo say so good like that. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us so much, man. Having such a good time here on this Top 5 Tuesday.
Good
you just
job,
heard
Allie
Mack's debut. You know what that means, Bo? It means you're – you're on the clock.
I don't feel peer pressure.
It means you're on the clock for next week's Top 5 Tuesday, man. I don't know. And it's going to be poetic because
you
this guy,
box me in.
The amount of stones being cast in my direction and now Allie's direction. You're on the clock for next week's Top 5 Tuesday. Appreciate you guys so much for hanging out with us on the way into work today or wherever you're at listening. Hopefully maybe on the Odyssey app or on the radio dials. It is the morning shift. I'm Mike. That's Bo. That's Allie. Dylan's back there, obviously playing the good tunes that Allie brought the vibes in with today, man.
So, I will
the
say
ones
this:
she didn't bring the vibes in with.
See, and that's what I was just about to say right there. I'm surprised Bo has been as critical of Allie's list as he has been.
It's a solid list. I think that he brought up a couple of good tunes that you just played on the way back. I think you can make the Sweet Caroline, and I thought the Journey was a good call.
Yeah.
And it's like I told Allie during the break, there are subcategories here that people are going to throw at you when you make a top five list, and sitcom intros is one of them.
And you got to consider the audience, too, because I asked you guys yesterday if you're familiar with WWE intros.
Yes.
Because there is one right now that you have, like, a physical reaction to.
Which WWE intro almost made the list?
Jey Uso.
Okay.
Because he's main event Jey.
Yes.
And it's like, it's called yeeting. You go... up and down.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, he gets you know what's the entire funny is, arena to do it.
So I am around the same age as Jey Uso, which is not really his name. But I grew
up. Yes, we know that. He's a professional
wrestler. I grew up around him and Roman in Pensacola. They're both from my hometown, and we're around my same age. We play football against each other and all that kind of stuff. So, which it's interesting, and you say we know that because they're professional wrestlers, but their actual last name, and his dad is a Hall of Fame wrestler, Jeremiah Fatu.
Right.
Right? And that's what I knew them as growing up. So it's funny because you're like, oh, professional. Well, his dad, that's his name.
Right.
Like, that's his name.
This wasn't his dad, Rikishi?
Yeah.
Yes.
Fatu.
Yeah, but that's not his real name.
Fatu is his real last name.
I know, but my point. Never mind.
But
I think he missed you.
you hey. Wouldn't realize how many people do think those are their real names.
Yeah. Roman Reigns, definitely. And you know, shout out to all those guys, man. Done great stuff, obviously. And but yeah, I would have never known that. Like you just put your hands up there. You got so excited.
Because you go. Does anybody, Bo? Do you know?
Do you know this Jey Uso intro?
I know it, but I don't do it. I'm more of a the man intro. I like to do sing along to that one.
Okay, that's a good one. Oh. Or Seth Rollins or Cody Rhodes.
Seth freaking Rollins.
There. Okay. Excuse me.
Which hey, by the way,
ding.
Real quick, first off, Dylan, I'm not sure how you don't know that I'm an equal opportunity hater, and secondly, When I was producing the morning show and John Fricke was on, we had Seth freaking Rollins in the studio, Allie, and off the air, he introduced himself as his real name. And Fricke went to say it on the air. He's like, no. He's like, please don't say
that. Oh.
Like, he's saying my real name.
Man. Little mix up going on.
He's like, arr.
Yeah.
And then also, we had Bailey on, and she tried to get – remember when Bailey's thing was hugs?
Yes.
She tried to give John Fricke a hug, and he's like, I'm a married man.
That's on her.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
No, it's not.
I was going to say ish.
No, it's not. Play into that.
Read the room.
Hilarious.
Pivot. All right, let's talk about the Atlanta Falcons for a few minutes here. Bo, you and I were talking. Yeah. John Fricke. I can't handle you guys. We were talking about the Atlanta Falcons a little bit yesterday, and I think that we've talked so much, Bo, in the last week plus after the draft about what the defense is going to look like. Who's going to be the edge rushers? Who's going to be at the defensive tackle position? Is there another move coming? Can Xavier Watts start at safety? Who's going to step up the corner spot? And I think that many times when we look at it, we almost like throw the offense to the back burner because almost every spot is like already spoken for. Right? Every spot offensively, all the way down to Charlie Warner and Ray McLeod and everybody else offensively is kind of spoken for. Like, you already kind of know what that's going to look like. Now, you don't know what the performance will be. Abe Gordon, Drew Butler talking about that yesterday of, like, you know, what is Michael Penix, you know, a Pro Bowler in the making? What are his stats going to look like this year? But you and I were talking about who actually needs to step up to the plate. Remember, as good as we feel offensively, this was still an offense that at times struggled situationally last year and didn't get to the point where they were averaging, 25 points a game. They were still struggling to hit that 3-touchdown mark, as they did so many times under Arthur Smith. So one of the things we wanted to talk about today, and I'm going to let you go first because I think that from my perspective, some of these are almost chalk, but maybe they're not. And I think that it'll be interesting to hear who you think needs to step up to the plate and hit a next rung on the ladder this year if this offense is actually going to be able to excel to a championship caliber level.
Well, the captain obvious one is Kyle Pitts, and I'm going to be very short on this. I got asked about him last night. I went on BetMGM tonight, and they went to talk Falcons, and they asked kind of about him, and what they kind of went from a fantasy ask, what can you expect? And I was like, honestly? Like, seriously? I would take anything over 50 catches and 5 touchdowns from him.
For sure.
And that would be stepping up, comparative. I'm going to give you a name that we don't even know will be the starter. And Ryan Neuzel.
Yeah.
I need Ryan Neuzel to step up. Why? Well, because, he did play 8 games last year. And I know they're comfortable with him. But I need Ryan Neuzel to step up in a big way because it's a big position. The center position is huge in NFL. This offensive line has to continue to play at a high level to get Bijan Robinson that 2,000 all-purpose yards. I mean, to me, and I know it sounds silly, but I also need Caleb McGarry to step up.
Yeah.
I'm not picking on the offensive linemen, Mike. They played good last year. I need a little bit more.
Yeah.
A little bit more.
You know what's interesting about it, and you say Kyle Pitts is captain obvious, and I agree with you, that is. I think Michael Penix is also an obvious point of conversation when it comes to the offense. Like, obviously he played well so much last year that we were like, all right, he's the next wave. But I think you've mentioned this before along with other people. He did miss throws. Like, there were missed throws. There was missed timing a lot of times in his 3 starts last year. And you look at some of the throws he made down the stretch against the Commanders, if you could have some of those back, like, you're probably talking about a completely different offseason here for both of those teams. Like, you might even be talking about the Falcons going to the playoffs, the Commanders, fledgling a little bit down the stretch. It's one of those things. But I'm with you. I think Ryan Neuzel is an obvious choice. I'm just straight up going Caleb McGarry. And you and I have both had Caleb McGarry's back because we think he's been improved over the last few years, that he's a guy that's making, what, $9 million, and he actually has improved. I thought he had his best season last year. Still doesn't mean that he is, one of the top 20 best tackles or even, top 30 best tackles in the NFL. Caleb McGarry is a guy that, and I'll also point out whoever's going to help him chipping on the way out, because we saw at times last year, even when they tried to help him, it was not good. The communication wasn't good. The chips weren't good. I think that's going to be a point of contention because you need those checkdowns leaking out into the flat for Michael Penix. And that's kind of the next stage for him. But I'm just straight up on Caleb McGarry. And that is because I know that he improved so much through the first 3-4 years of his career. It's time to take another step. Like, if he can become serviceable against elite pass rushers, the Jadeveon Clowneys, not even T.J. Watt, that's not even fair. But I think this offense hits another level and can kind of make this stretch run.
Yeah, it's not – we're not trying to pick on people, call them out by saying, and step up is a, maybe stepping up is a little bit of a harsh term. Maybe it's just, you know, take it to another level or, you know, improve on some things. Caleb McGarry is fair, and I have had his back. You have had his back. We have had his back because I get, I've said it, it's the Bryce Elder effect, right, Mike?
Yeah.
You don't know what happened, so you don't know where the community, you don't, you know, it's got to be Caleb McGarry's fault. And I said Neusel mainly because the one thing you can't do up front next year is take a step back. And when you have a change, that person has to step in and step up their game to be a starter level. And that is what that's why Ryan Neusel was the guy for me. And I think a lot of people would say that both of our guys are obvious. But what am I supposed to say? Darnell Mooney needs to step up. Got a 1,000-yard season right at 8 yards away and didn't play a full schedule. Ray McLeod, I think the career high going into last season in yards was like 200 or 300 yards.
Yeah.
He had like almost like 620 or something receiving. Drake London, almost 1,300 yards receiving and 9 touchdowns and 100 catches. What is stepping up for that? You know?
Yeah. I completely
Penix
agree.
Penix is a good one. And I said, I was asked about Penix last night. They said, what does he need to improve on? And I said, his accuracy and timing. Because, yeah, he has the testicular fortitude to shove it in a window that you probably shouldn't shove it in and complete those. But he missed wide open throws, especially Drake London into the first half in the end zone against Washington. Darnell Mooney. That the sideline route, yeah, right there. He misses him. If he hits Mooney there, we're not talking about Raheem Morris's timeouts.
Yeah, I completely
agree. And I'm not blaming him for the loss. I'm just saying that's stepping up. That's growing. Zach Robinson.
Yep.
Build in these rollouts.
He's a guy that has to step up too. And don't let me get through this entire segment without pointing out that Zach Robinson needs to grow and evolve and hit another rung on the ladder himself. And he will be able to. I think some of the handcuffs of Kirk Cousins' mobility will be taken off, and we'll see how Zach Robinson grows into that role. But I want to see a little more imagination out of him in the run game as well. That'll be something I'll be keeping tabs on. This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. When we come back, we're going to go in the huddle. Look, one NFL player is going to be making a lot of money next year, and another NFL player won't be making any. We'll talk about that on the other side and in the huddle.